Welcome to HIMSS 2026. Today we have our IT specialist from HCL Software join us to share the healthcare industry, how to protect data, how to run the healthcare environment safer. Welcome, Rajneesh.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. What a great place to talk about, you know, the IT healthcare, especially, you know, the environment with the HIMSS is all alive.
Yeah, thank you. So, what is your thoughts on protecting the healthcare environment around kind of a ransomware attacks, and how do you see in recent days it's safer?
Sure, let's look at, you know, the IT environment in the healthcare, especially, which is very complex these days. Think of a modern hospital, you know, which has 40,000 endpoints, you know, including all laptops, desktops, you know, lab stations, you know, workstations in the nursing. It's really complex on how we manage and run the environment. It's kind of a nightmare, especially, you know, managing and running or ensuring that these devices are up and, you know, up, vulnerable, not vulnerable, and are quite secure, have been patched. So today, the IT team is very thin who has to run, you know, 24/7, look for, you know, the patches being taken care of, any vulnerabilities that have been identified, you know, and run all those, you know, secure compliance checklist, along with, you know, we see a lot of ransomware attacks today.
Right. It seems like a patching. So what is your view on? Is a simple patch like a clicking, like a system update? It's because the healthcare environment is like a massive, right? So it needs to done it on a...
Yeah, I would say it is very complex, you know, the IT healthcare, especially, you know, has a lot of legacy systems. There are endpoints which are not being managed properly because of the, you know, maybe because of the thin team, which they have to document everything based on the compliance, look at documentation for every patch that they perform, every, you know, checklist. Every vulnerabilities, every exceptions. That's where, you know, a lot of their time and investment goes in to ensuring that these things are being taken care of. But if they miss even a single device, which is unpatched, that's where attackers can come in. And that's one of the big concern, you know, in the industry at this point of time, because attackers always look this as, you know, a critical healthcare system where, you know, if these not being patched properly, so they can come in. And one of the biggest problem for healthcare is where they cannot afford any downtime. And it's not a business problem. It's like kind of a patient healthcare issue. If any of these devices, be it a nursing station or in the lab or all these medical IoT devices, goes down.
So I see a lot of Big Fix IO story more about like keeping the environment safe, patching it some. So what do you want to share?
I believe that's where, you know, we have built a platform where we can help all these IT leaders, you know, be more secure. They know what the unknowns are so that we can discover all the assets and then ensure that these are 100% compliant. Of course, compliance is a big issue and a big ask. You know, everybody has to follow compliance checklist, be it HIPAA, be it, you know, PCI, DIST, SIG. That's where Big Fix as a single platform helps in ensuring that all these devices are, you know, compliant in any industry, I would say. It gives you complete visibility of any vulnerabilities that have been identified through the core platform that we have. Big Fix also not only provide patching, but also provides you or helps customers today in looking at the overall IT operations and automating the you know, the end-to-end mundane activities through one single you know, agent, which is already residing on all these devices, and ensuring that they're always being up, running, you know, with less of downtime.
Okay, so this is not specifically built for healthcare. They can use it for any yes. environment in their organization.
I would say, you know, if you look at any industry, be it retail, be it healthcare, every you know, industry, we need to ensure that these machines are up and running from IT operations perspective and they are compliant. That's where we have built a robust platform which provides you speed, scale, and complete compliance intelligence.
So technically, it's like making the known the unknown for the any environment.
Yes, I believe definitely that's one of the key concerns that we have heard, you know, for a lot of our customers. Let me talk about an example. There's a customer that we have which around 40,000 endpoints across their 12 hospitals. And before BigFix, they were around 60% compliance. That means 40% of their endpoints were still, you know, have some unauthorized patch or not properly patched. That's where once we deployed BigFix, we were able to, you know, in almost 2 months of timeline, we were able to patch them. And we reached to a 97% of compliance in just 2 months, ensuring that every device that exists in the environment is highly patched and secured and based on, you know, 20,000 plus checklists that pre-exist, you know, within our platform is all applicable. And we do have a lot of integrations too, be it, you know, from a technology perspective, underlying, you know, ESI host, or integrating with any ITSM solution so that, you know, you have the complete visibility of your asset inventory.
So right now, since this environment is so diversified, there are a lot of operating systems this application needs to run. So do you have any limitations or like your view on what's the best one and how we can protect?
I think if you look at the core platform that we provide, I was talking about speed and scalability. If there's any vulnerabilities that have been identified, we can remediate that vulnerability for 100,000 endpoints in less than an hour. So we bring in speed in terms
impressive.
Of how do we, you know, with one single click and bring in smart policies on when we want to patch, maybe 2 a.m. to 5 a.m. when all the clinical devices are not being active, and we can also have a rollback policies if needed. Secondly, you asked the right question around heterogeneous environment. Yes. BigFix IO provides a platform where we can, you know, easily manage 100 plus different operating systems. So it could be, you know,
that's impressive.
A workstation or a server residing on a public or a private cloud. It could be a Windows, Linux, Unix, Solaris, you know, different databases. Or not only that, even third-party applications running on your Microsoft or Mac operating systems. So
Right. Absolutely
heterogeneous, you know, environment is what we can manage for our customers. In healthcare, one of the challenges that we've also seen is kind of a legacy environment.
So definitely,
we do have a lot of add-ons where if there are any ESU contents being available from the vendors, we are able to even automate the patch across some of these legacy environments too.
As of 2026, there are a lot of AI talks. People are bringing AI into their system, especially on the core sensitive domains like a healthcare. What is your view on how it's going to impact, how the future is going to be?
That's interesting. We've been talking about AI for more than a decade in the IT world. Yeah, of course, AI is there since 1950. But when we look at IT operations, now I believe we are at a place where it's highly matured, where we can rely on some of the models, the LLM models that either coexist, you know, from the industry or we have in-house. We can leverage these models and provide meaningful information and insights of any, you know, customer environment. It could be within the healthcare where we can create agentic AI bots. You know, it could be reducing and automating, you know, the activities for IT operation teams. You know, the healthcare IT team is too slim these days, right?
Okay. So you're saying it's not only sharing the data, you're making the actions.
Yes, absolutely. We can auto-remediate a lot of activities for a user is looking for. So we do have bots which are available. It can be a one point of contact, you know, for anything and everything an IT or a business user is looking for. Like, you know, there could be patients calling in for the clinics. So we can have the bot take care of a lot of information, validation, and then also provide a lot of information back to the patients. Similarly, in IT, if a user is looking for anything, you know, as a provisioning, onboarding, which can also be taken care of by the same bot. So we have the, you know, conversational bots, which are available through chat, through mobile phones, through voice, and they can resolve, you know, or provide resolutions to the user.
Directly to the patients.
Yes.
That's so interesting. So without any human, all this level zero, level one kind of a task.
Yeah, of course, AI is not going to replace every human, but all the mundane activities is what we are targeting with. Humans can look at other works that can be taken care of.
Okay, it's so interesting to talk about this. You have any final words to share it to the audience?
I would say, if you look at the endpoints, they are the opportunities and the most vulnerabilities too that can be identified. So ensuring that all your endpoints are, secure is the most important thing. So we do have, as I said, BigFix.io can help you provide one single platform, which is heterogeneous in nature, to ensure that these are 100% compliant and secured. So with the platform, within hours, we can reach to a 98%. And I have a lot of examples in the healthcare industry where we have, achieved 98-99% of, compliance.
That's really impressive numbers to achieve it. Okay, thank you so much for your time, Rajneesh.
Thank you. Nice to have you.